In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer is more necessary to the soul than food to the body, because the body can fast, but the soul cannot. Praying is like opening a bottle of perfume, so that its fragrance extends throughout the day. The whole day should be perfumed by the morning prayer. Therefore, daily prayer is essential. Its effects are not only beneficial for the soul, but also for the body. Some go to pray and do not pray because they do not do their part and simply let themselves be carried away by their mental distractions or sleepiness. And it's like going to eat and not eating, or not taking advantage of the food. Prayer requires attention on our part. Because a prayer without loving communication with God is not a good prayer. Prayer is love, and the more love, the better the prayer. For this, you have to dedicate some time exclusively to pray. God stops doing many miracles in the world because many do not have enough faith to ask for a miracle. But prayer is not just for times of need or when we are going through a crisis. Prayer is the daily food of the soul. Therefore, it is essential in the spiritual life. Without prayer, our soul will be empty and without light. Prayer is a life or death thing. Without prayer, we will be dead inside. But let's not forget that prayer is not simply a business-like communication with God to inform Him of what we do or what we need. Prayer is a loving communication with our Father God. Without love, there will be no true prayer. Saint Teresa of Calcutta used to say, "There is no difference between prayer and love. We cannot say that we pray, but that we do not love, or that we love, without the need to pray, because there is no prayer without love, and there is no love without prayer." Saint Teresa of Jesus, also known as Saint Teresa of Avila, affirmed, "Praying is about a friendship, often being alone with who we know loves us. It is not to think a lot, but to love a lot. And thus, what will most awaken you to love, do that. The use of the soul is not in thinking a lot, but in loving a lot." As we can see, to pray is to love, and the more love there is in our prayer, the better it will be. Without love, prayer can be reduced to an empty repetition of words from memory, or the performance of a series of empty rites. There are those who go to church to fulfill a commitment, and are not able to say all the time they remain in the temple, "Jesus, I love you." True prayer must be filled with love for God. It must be a loving communication with God. To do this, you don't necessarily need to talk. You can love with words or without words. Hence, one of the most sublime ways of praying is contemplative prayer, in which the soul remains like in ecstasy, contemplating God and feeling His love. It is like a wave of love that envelops the soul and leaves it speechless, responding with a silent love. It is a loving silence or a silent love. It is like merging two in one for love, where there are no words, or at the most, it can only be repeated constantly, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Often, simple people, who say that they do not know how to pray because they do not know beautiful prayers, can set an example for us by praying with small gestures, full of love, such as a flower, a candle, a letter, an alms. For them, carrying an image in your wallet, or wearing a medal or the scapular around your neck, can be a permanent prayer, because you carry these objects with love. On the other hand, many great theologians or highly educated people who are well known despise these simple manifestations as if they were superstitions. Of course, these simple people must be taught not to remain only in external images and gestures. They must be told a lot about the Eucharist, so that they do not forget that Jesus is alive and risen, is in the Eucharist, waiting for them. Praying is not saying nice words. Once upon a time, there was a poor peasant who took his prayer book to the fields every day to pray during his moments of rest. One day, he felt sad because he had forgotten his little book, and that day he would not be able to pray. Then he humbly told Jesus, "Lord, you know the prayers. I am going to recite the letters of the alphabet, and you put the letters together and compose the beautiful prayers that I would like to say to you." And so he began to recite the letters of the alphabet several times, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And God was happy with that prayer because for him, the most important thing is love. Father Matteo Crawley, the world apostle of devotion to the heart of Jesus, relates that on one occasion, he met an indigenous Chilean who was a coal man and barely knew anything about religion. He was very ignorant and did not know the Lord's Prayer or the Hail Mary, but he confidently prayed to God every day. Father Matteo asked him, "How do you pray?" And the indigenous man replied, "In the morning I tell him, Lord Jesus, your sack of coal is ready to work, help me. And in the afternoon I say to him, Lord, your sack of coal is going to rest, help me." Father Matteo says that before the faith of that humble charcoal burner, he was about to kneel to thank God for his faith and love. The best place to express our love for Jesus is in the Eucharist, where he is truly present. How beautiful it is to go to a lonely church or a chapel where the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, to be able to speak personally with Jesus of Nazareth himself. The same Jesus who 2,000 years ago healed the sick and blessed children. What joy for him when we tell him, with words or without words, that we love him. The Eucharistic Jesus is the greatest source of blessings in the entire world. There we must go every day to warm our hearts by the divine Son of Jesus' love. And there we will take strength to continue the arduous path of daily life. Two specific cases. On January 13, 2001, there was an earthquake in El Salvador, and on the road, protected by an improvised awning, there was an 86-year-old woman. Part of the house in which she lived with her daughter and her grandchildren had been taken away by the earthquake. But she had not lost her smile or uttered words against God, nor did she want to die. The only thing she asked insistently was communion. She told us with a trembling voice, "Without communion, without receiving Jesus, we are like pigs. We do nothing but eat and sleep." The other case is told by the French novelist René Bazin. During the Second World War, he went to Mass every day and saw a young lady there who had great serenity despite having lost her husband and having her children prisoners in a concentration camp. One day, he asked her what was the reason for her tranquility, and she replied, "Every day I receive Jesus in communion, and he gives me strength for the next 24 hours. The strength that I receive in communion makes me overcome all difficulties." The tabernacle of our churches, or the monstrance where the sacramental Jesus is exposed, is the best place in the world to establish a relationship of love and friendship with God. There, the omnipotent God awaits us, and there we can tell him, better than anywhere else, that we love him. Therefore, it is the best place in the world to pray. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.